Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, hi guys. My name is Dmitry Okunev. I am actually product leader at Chanti, founder. I'm doing entrepreneurship for the last 18 years with the focus on the B2B SaaS products. Yeah, but my background is actually in the banking.
Awesome. And where are you located nowadays?
So nowadays, this is my second year in lovely Paris in France. Before that, I was in New York. And prior to that, I've been living in Zurich in Switzerland.
Cool, cool. So can you tell us more about Chanti, like what exactly it is and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, look, the story is quite old. I've been working on the other company, and there we were at the position where we were connecting like very big organizations with the vendors who are basically much smaller. Some were just, you know, like creative designers or freelancers and so on. So I decided that the communication mediums of that time were not used to handle so much data and the data exchange in the form that I envisioned that would be great. That's why I came to the conclusion that we have to build one down by the road. So it took us little more than 3 years to just build up the solution. And while we were building that, we were talking with our customers what they really want. And it seems that the sweet spot was like all in one application with the chat, video calls, and task manager together. So this is basically the scope of our product.
Awesome. So who is an ideal customer for you today?
Our ideal customer is the organization from 50 to 500 users, basically mixed, you know, the office workers and the frontline workers. That could be construction sector, healthcare sector, educational sector, you know, any sort of consultancy. We see not that many leads in the tech sector, but I think just because there are like many solutions, so they're like therefore there are bigger competition.
For sure. But in terms of like, can you just give me like an example, maybe not mentioning a customer name, but like, you know, just a certain vertical and how somebody's using your product today?
Yeah, look, there are like too many use cases. For example, there is a pizza network. You guys know, like everybody knows them. And there is like a back office, basically the management. It's quite large. They use our product on their desktops, management, you know, running all around. So they use it on the mobile. And then there are many these pizza places, and on each pizza place, there are, you know, like these frontline workers, the guys who are working on the kitchen, you know, the cleaning service and so on. And they are also using our application on mobile. So for the HR department, it's much easier to reach them, to keep in touch with them. And basically that would affect the employee happiness, reality, engagement and so on. So I think that's the main use case for us.
For sure. So in terms of like growing your company in terms of 2024, like what is your vision? Are you planning on targeting more restaurant chains, or like how are you kind of like marketing and scaling your product?
Oh yeah, look, we are really bad at marketing, and actually I'm looking currently a co-founder in marketing. Just because we are a really small team and mostly engineers. So yes, I think in 2024, we just have to embrace that we need a co-founder, you know, with great marketing skills to scale our marketing. Though, yeah, look, how we are doing this right now with our like very limited resources and knowledge is we are defining who are the sweet spot from our current user base. The user base is rather large. We rely only on the PLG, so product-led growth. We don't run ads. We don't do any paid advertisement, like none of that. We do only partnership and, yeah, like SEO, content marketing, stuff like that. We rely a lot on our brand. We are already well-established, and we will continue to be like much more well-established in the future. So, yeah, we identify the which audiences are actually like using us, and where's the best conversion rates and the activation rates. And then we just penetrate that vertical more. What I mean by the penetration, it means like we provide more content and more use cases that we cover for this specific audience. Yeah, currently I do believe that construction and consultancy and like educational sector would be the sweet spots for us this year.
For sure. So if you were going to bring in a co-founder, somebody to help you with sales and marketing, like where do you think this person could add value, like helping set up your campaigns or taking calls for you? Like what is the kind of value that you're looking to add from a, I guess, like a marketing founder?
Yeah, look, probably marketing, not so much sales. I'll try to explain. So, like I said, our sweet spot are the SMEs or SMBs and SMEs. The large enterprises, they're already covered with our like big brothers. So one that will be Microsoft Teams and Slack. But corporations are actually like covering, I think, yeah, top thousand of like enterprises. And that's completely fine. Though our product was actually designed for the smaller audiences or smaller companies. So in this sector of from 50 to 500, the sale doesn't actually mean to have like a calls or stuff like that. Like you can run it like fully online, either by just making a demo prior to like their start of the usage of our platform. Or when they try us, because we use the freemium model, you know, you can just go three or five of you and exchange messages, do calls, like see like whether there is like some initial fit. And then we can, yeah, obviously we run some automations to just provide some sort of like common sense help and assistance. But then when they start using us, we can support like very sophisticated use cases. So in terms of the maturity of the platform, we support like quite a few use cases that our like main competitors are not supporting. So yeah, you see like we mostly run on the automation. So that's why actually like our very small team of 16 people can handle 100,000 of teams who are using us already.
For sure. So like when you're saying that you're able to offer things that some of your competitors like Slack or Microsoft Teams are not offering, like, you know, what does that look like?
Yeah. First of all, we support some use cases that these companies or these products cannot support just because, for example, we have like a chat video calling solution and the task manager all together. So that makes like some use cases that you don't have just because like you're using the different applications or different services. The killer feature is just convert message to a task. I mean, it's so nice. I mean, that's so popular. That everybody is using that. Then, by the features itself, look, first of all, we are not US-based organization, so we do not apply for the Patriotic Act. That's one of the very big difference, like comparing to other software providers of this kind, which basically makes us much more attractive outside of US. Apart from that, we have the roles and permissions feature like very well detailed, so you can set up who sees what, who can do what, like on the really, really like granular level. So for example, we can disable that you will see the emails of your peers, or you would not see even their names, or you can just cannot make the direct messages, you know, just chat inside the groups and so on. Yeah, all these data retention policies, like deletion of the messages by the admins and so on. There are so many of these features that on the basic package that you can apply online for this package, let's say on Slack, we have much more, just like that. Obviously, when they sell it to the enterprise customers, I think they can do, you know, like any custom integration, but just by registering right now, and looking up for the basic offer, some of our positions might be more developed.
For sure. But I guess like in terms of, so let's just say like this feature that you're talking about creating a message into a task, right? So
Yeah.
does that have like an integration with CRMs? Like for example, like we use HubSpot for tasks. So if we were going to use the software, does it integrate or is it more of like separate tasks within your chat system?
We have our own Kanban board. So basically, you can just run tasks inside Chanti, and basically each task is again chat, so you can communicate there, you know, on the topic specific chat with some sort of resolution which will be closed when somebody will resolve the issue. Yeah, well, in the same time, it's easy to integrate the HubSpot and either pull up or to pull off tasks from there. So that's also possible, though this is more like sort of typical functionality that I think you might be able to achieve with the other software providers. But yeah, for us, this would be like a common integration.
Oh, for sure. So in terms of like scaling things up, right? Like where do you want to get to in terms of 2024? Like how much do you want to grow this year from last year?
Yeah, look, we are currently investing a lot in the channel partners, and basically we are acquiring users, or teams a lot, though we are sharing like the actually the very big portion of our margin we are sharing with the our partners, up to 60%. Basically, that means that with these deals we are barely profitable, though our partners are very well interested in these deals. We will continue doing so to get bigger audience and basically get more opinions, get the better product, which would lead, given our product-led approach, to even more registrations. So, yeah, in terms of like where we are right now, so we are at 120K teams. I think realistically we can be at 170, 180K teams this year. So the growth would be like 50, 60%.
Oh, wow. And so you're targeting people, like you mentioned that you guys are not based in the US, right? Are you targeting companies here in the US or in Europe? Like, where are you guys mostly focused, like on these partnerships?
Yeah, so yeah, the our main registration is in Switzerland. It's just because the IP law and the data protection and so on. Though we are quite popular in the English-speaking countries, 60% of our audience are actually English-speaking, though 40% are living in the or based in the English-speaking countries. Yeah, our office was in New York before the COVID. Now we are completely distributed and everybody works from all over the world, look from many countries. I mean, just one guy is currently in the US. For example, I decided to live in Paris. I mean, why
Right.
not? Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm just curious, right? Because you mentioned so 60% right now is in English speaking countries, so like, you know, UK, US, Australia, and then 40% is maybe, you know, Europe, like France, Switzerland, places like that.
Let me correct you. So the 60% audience is English speaking. But the
Okay.
40% is like based in the English speaking countries. So English speaking countries actually like for us are US, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. Yeah, and there are some like African countries which has English as a national language.
Yeah.
We have customers from all 180 countries, like
Oh,
from all
wow.
over the world. Look, some names of these countries, I actually knew that they exist. I mean, on my bad. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tobago, Myanmar, and, you know, like some countries, like we have registrations from Somalia. I know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Look, plan much more. And do mistakes faster. I think this is very typical advice, but we felt it on our skin a lot. And I will just explain you why. It's basically because when we were not having like 1 million of users, for us, it was really hard to run experiments at the very beginning. So these experiments took time and therefore the run rate. I mean, we are fully bootstrapped, so money was always like an issue. And when you run experiments slowly, it means you fail slowly or you succeed slowly, but the things are very slow. So when you can run experiments like faster, that means that you can learn faster, either by like your experiment could receive good result or could receive bad result. It actually doesn't matter. What's matter is that you know how much of these experiments you run and actually like the quality of the analysis of the results.
For sure.
Yeah, on the current audience of a little more than 1 million of users, we can actually like given the nature of the platform, you know, this is the real time, and everything like is actually happening like really fast. I can run experiments like through the day, get the data, and then I will see like some behavioral patterns that we would like to change or update or increase. Yeah, and then like that usually affects metrics positively.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Yeah, I'm probably quite, I would not surprise you. We are going to the era of AI. AI is everywhere, so we are. We actually like more or less in the topic from the 2017, so on the first day. But back then, the technology level was not that nice. Current proximity of the AI result is much better. And since we own the data, especially in the like in the form of text, we can ask AI to do some data management. If you would ask me where we would be in 5 years, I will tell you that in 5 years we would be the assistant of every modern organization. So actually, you would not be using the Chanti as an application, but you will be communicating with the Chanti. You know, like currently the assistance is the luxury for the C-level executives, but we are aiming to change that, and that became affordable, but by every employee in every organization.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess the best ways to get in contact with you.
Look, yeah, my LinkedIn or actually our website is quite easy to reach. We have the live chat on our www.chanti.com homepage. We are all really active on support, and we always listen to everybody who is trying to reach us out.
Awesome. Well, Demetrio, thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you guys.
Likewise, then, take care.
Thanks. All right.
You're
Bye.
welcome.